Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome in, friendos, to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, Week 6 Ranks episode. The great Pat Fitzmaurice from Fantasy Pros is on the podcast today, a regular co-host with Bogman. They've been doing shows for quite some time, and this year, one of my co-hosts as well on the Rank show we do weekly on Fantasy Pros. Pat's sitting down with just Bogman. I am unfortunately not there, so it is a Fantasy Pros
trading
Dynasty
off
episode. Yeah, exactly. I forgot. I did the trading last off. One, so it's kind of a trade-off here. But yeah, Bogman and Fitz are going to be talking about the best plays in Week 6. Luckily, I know both of these guys and their plays for the week, so it'll be good them going back and forth. Pat had some really good ones this week, so tune in for that. We've got listener voicemails, a Jack Boy song. Jack cares so much about these songs getting on there, which I appreciate because that means he cares about us. He texted me yesterday. He's like, "I'm doing a little bit late. Could we maybe insert it?" And I'm like, "Don't you fret, my friend, because we're late too." So the episode's a little bit later than usual. So we got Jack Boyce in the house, more voicemails, all of the stuff above the sun, doing it right before the 49ers. Or either they're going to do one of two things, Boggs. I know this is tough. This is going to air before Thursday Night Football. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. But this game is going to determine how invested I will be in the real life side of football moving forward.
Oh, whatever.
For this season.
It's week 6.
Doesn't matter.
Give me that nonsense.
Doesn't matter. How much I'm going to care about investing in the 49ers the rest of the season is on this game. If they lose, if they are up and lose another one, I'm out for the rest of the season. If they win, then we're back.
Let me be Trump for a second. Wrong.
Well, that's wrong for you. That's great for you. You don't get to speak for me. Your Steelers, you'll never give up. They could be 2-10 and you're like, there's still a chance. You're a better person than I am. I'm done with this.
It's just not true. It's just flat out not true.
They're going to come back from 2-4 without McCaffrey.
Yes. Yeah. They're one of the best teams in the NFL.
They're not
fine.
They're one of the most embarrassing teams.
This is a tough game. They've had some tough losses. Look, it's hard. Lose choking 2 wins away. Sucks. Yep. But
choking
still,
it down.
Absolutely choking. My team too, by the way, last 20 seconds after an hour and a half rain delay. So it's until like 1 a.m. my time.
Though I'd say you look at your, no offense, but you look at the talent on your roster versus the 49ers, and it's like you'd be grateful for everything. Your team is playing so above.
Yeah.
The 49ers are embarrassing.
Yeah, but your team.
Juwan Jennings is better than George Pickens.
Your team was just in the Super Bowl. So don't give me this nonsense.
I will be spending my time strictly into bets and fantasy and no more actual involvement in football if they lose tonight. That's where we're at. Which, by the way, I want to bet absolutely everything and I need to avoid not betting everything. But that also means I will be heavily invested this weekend into the normal fantasy and the betting side because the 49ers will be out of it. And by the way, this is the last thing of by the ways. Do you realize this is the third of the way through the season marker? We are leaving this week with a third of the season gone.
Yep.
That's what are we doing?
I mean, it's going so fast. We are at the midway point at college.
How did that happen?
During the college football regular season too. It's just, well, you and I are fairly overwhelmed with work recently. So, time slippage is definitely happening here for us. So, but yeah, I mean, it is insane how quick this season is going, but this is what always happens. The season is quick and short and done. And then the off season is forever. So it's what it always is.
Off season and diamonds. They are forever. That's for sure. All right. So let's get into some stuff and some things. First, I want to tell you guys, check us out over at inthisleague.com on the Patreon, inthisleague.com. Sign up today. Support your boys. Feed Bogman's cat. Feed my children. Feed me some. I don't feel good today, by the way, too. So you, when you sign up, you are getting me some of that. Tussin or not Tussin. Yeah, what's the
quills. Yeah. Need some fen.
I need some Star-Lord, some quills to get me better here. You're literally supporting us. You're telling us you love us. You're doing that. And also, you know, we got a great community on the Patreon ranks. Bogman's working on rank updates as well. Check it out. InThisLeague.com. We very much appreciate you guys, as does Captain.
Welsh has Niner-itis. That's exactly what it is.
Niners are making me sick. I'll tell you what. I'll probably feel a lot better. They'll make me feel better. The way this, whatever this is going to go will probably be determined by that game too. Going to feel a lot sicker tomorrow.
So if they get murdered, you're terminal with Niners-itis.
My immune system's just going to be shot. I mean, listen, if they don't care that how they perform affects my immune system or not, that's on them.
Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember the episode of South Park where Cartman bought the amusement park and then said no one could come?
Yeah,
and then we wanted to go, and Kyle was dying because he just gave up hope because Cartman got everything he wanted. And then he started to live again when Cartman lost the park. Like, that it feels like the Niners week is tonight, really, Thursday Night Football, is your Cartman buying the park. You know, if the Seahawks win, Welsh is going to die. I think we all know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll die a little inside. That's definitely for sure. And then have it. You know what? Thank God the AFL is here. Arizona Fall League Baseball. I'll just dive into that. Spend all my time. I already am, but I'll spend even more of it there and not think about this stinky football game that I have to watch every week and bet because it's my life. Ah, all right. Let's talk about some of the stuff and things that is going around football. All that Michael Pittman stuff has sure been fun because now he will be out multiple weeks. And they're saying the IR is an option with Michael Pittman. He already was a huge disappointment with Anthony Richardson. Improved a bit with Joe Flacco, and he's gone. Josh Downs would look to be the number one guy, except Josh Downs is also a little bit banged up right now. A.D. Mitchell up, Pierce up. You tell us, what do you think the hierarchy of excitement for Colts wide receivers looks like now with Pittman out?
I mean, still not great because we don't know what Anthony Richardson is going to look like, right? And so we'll see if it's him or Flacco going this week. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Pittman did not look like the same guy. So I don't know. It really sucks. Kind of. This was from the top rope. We didn't hear that he was hurt after the game. You know, we got no indication outside of him not practicing, I think, on Monday that he was hurt. And then boom, out and possible IR stint. So it really sucks. But Alec Pierce is the guy. I mean, he's I think I saw Matt Harmon talking about it. He is like 21.3 yards per target, not per reception. So the guy is having an insane year. He's so unbelievably boom or bust, but he has been their guy so far. So I'd say wheels up for Alec Pierce, wheels up for Josh Downs, obviously. So I think those two are the biggest beneficiaries. I'd like to see A.D. Mitchell get it, but you got to show it to me before I just say you're good. So we'll see what he does with this time.
The only positive about Mitchell is he's been one of those guys when he does get out there, he does get target, like his targets to route run is like a little bit higher. So
he gets open.
Yeah. So it might be something.
They just haven't been good at throwing the ball out unless it's Flacco. And
Richardson, Steichen
has said, we are going right back to Richardson as soon as he's healthy. So, and he's practicing this week. So I'm assuming he's going to be up.
And hopefully he doesn't stink this week. I say he's been stinky. Hopefully
he was better against Pittsburgh in the first half before he got hurt. So hopefully that, you know, maybe we're rolling downhill a little bit with Richardson, but I feel like I'm from Missouri, the show me state. Show me. I don't believe it until I see it.
Clean it up.
That's right.
On the Texans side, not on this list, but Nico officially on the IR for 4 weeks. So he's going to be out for an extended period of time. This is a good piece for Tank Dell and Stefan Diggs. Also, in the good news market, Joe Mixon returned to practice on Thursday. He did not, I believe, on Wednesday. They definitely need him. They need to be able to show or pretend that they have a running game to help that passing game. So I think this is a huge sign up. And I tend to think not a bad time to buy on some Texans. I think Stroud might be a decent buy right now because he's pushing down low. I think Tank Dell. I have been doing that so much. Billy Muzio on the Rank Show on Fantasy Pros this week. For whatever reason, I called him no less than five times Billy-O. And we did it one time later in the show.
That's a new nickname.
It was so out of pocket, we had to edit it out. And he thought it was the funniest thing, but I was like, oh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Grid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Something's wrong with my brain now. Like, I think I'm just really tired. I've been getting a ton of sleep with AFL and football and everything.
Dude, that was me with my Daniel Jones dream a couple weeks ago. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is why the season is going so fast for us. We are... and we're not digging ditches. We're not trying to complain. It's just a lot of stuff right now. So
yeah, no, it's just a lot going on at all times. But yeah, Billy-O and then Tell for Tank Dell.
Also dumb.
Yeah, so. And just really stupid person. So that's a big part of it. But I'm into Tank Dell this week. So that's
I think Nico going down obviously sucks, but Diggs takes a big bump. I move Schultz up this week as well. And not only are they getting Mixon back, it looks like they might also get Damian Pierce back this week. I think he practiced yesterday as well. So just way more in the run game for Houston should help the passing game, as you mentioned.
Some other notes out there. Doug Peterson reiterated that Travis Etienne is their RB1. That was a big thing all week after, his shoulder, Bigsby and stuff like that. The only thing I want in the world is for that statement to then be Tank Bigsby out rushing him 2-1. If I could have something this weekend, please let that. Well, don't let that be the only thing, but please let me have that for all the lulls.
I mean, it's definitely in the cards. It could 100% happen. And, you know, I mean, look, Travis Etienne has been banged up and hasn't looked good. But this was the thing, you know, he was overworked the last 2 or 3 seasons. So he's kind of slowing down right now. And Bigsby looks better because they weren't using Bigsby last year. So. Pat and I were kind of talking about that, and he said, well, don't you think Bigsby is taking a big step? And I said, probably, you know, but I wouldn't know because he didn't have enough time playing the last 2 years. So he looks like the better back right now. So we'll see how long that continues. But meritocracy, man, you got to warrant staying out there, and ETN ain't doing it right now.
I'm not into him. I've got him ranked kind of low. I think I put him in the just like 23, 24. I want to say,
yeah. Look.
Where did you have? Where do you know where you
have? I had him at 20. I think I had Bigsby at 24. I'd have to go back.
Yeah, I have Etienne right now at 25. So I just looked on my rank. So I'm still working through my adjustments, which also they'll be available on Fantasy Pros part of the contest. Some other stuff. Oh, Nick Chubb, by the way, was limited, keeping in the running back stuff, limited in practice. I don't expect this week, maybe next week. And this kind of opens up the window. That's why I said, like, might be the time to maybe trade him, you know, but until he comes back and maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he'll come out in 15, 20 carries the rest of the year, but I don't think so, Scooter. That's not
Wouldn't bet on that, but there's always that possibility that he is just a freak of nature.
And he is kind of a freaking agent.
Yeah. So how much is he Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry level, or is he just normal guy level? So yeah, we'll see.
Some quarterback news. Nate Hackett no longer calling plays for the Jets. That is now going to quarterback coach Todd Downing. So we will see what the hell that ends up doing. Maybe more pass plays, maybe more Breece Hall. I tend to think, I said this on some of the early pro shows this week, but you know, like when you get a new coach taking over and usually there's a simplification that happens, it's not a one for one, but typically what do you see? You see, get back to basics. And what are the basics for the Jets? Throw the ball to Garrett Wilson, run the ball with Breece Hall. That is what you should, that should be game plan 1A and 1B. So I assume they would get back to that, but we'll see. I don't know if you have an opinion on what play calling changes you would see with Hackett out, if any.
I mean, hopefully more for Breece Hall, but they've been so bad at running. And, you know, Fashanu wasn't run blocking well at Penn State. And we've heard the people at Penn State this year say, thank God he's gone so we can run the ball a little bit more effectively. Great pass blocker, but awful run blocker. So hopefully some more running plays, and hopefully Fashanu's getting better at that.
Also, two new quarterbacks in this week. Spencer Rattler is going to be starting for the Saints this week. This has people moving all of the Saints down. I don't know. You saw Rattler in a press thing, just talking about, like, you know, feeding the ball. Like, I'm kind of into Olave this week. I don't know what that's going to do for like big play stuff for like Rashid Shaheed, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but I know that has some people worried. And then Aiden O'Connell's going to start for the Raiders. That means little to nothing. Just get the ball to Brock Bowers' hands. Please, are you downgrading the Saints, guys, with Rattler in?
I'm not. No. Fitz and I talked about this a little bit on the ranking stuff, and because he had Olave down at like 38 or something absurd. And Olave's been bad, but look, who are they playing? Well, do you remember who New Orleans is playing this week?
They're playing the Bucks. Atlanta? The Bucks. It was the division.
Yeah, the Saints are playing the Bucks, and the Bucks were on Thursday Night Football against Kirk Cousins, right? How many yards did they give up passing?
It would be 500.
Yeah, 500 for Kirk Cousins. I mean, listen, this is a great matchup for your first start against the Bucks with their bad secondary and lack of a pass rush, although that O-line looked terrible, and that's why Derek Carr got hurt. So I think Rattler, he is cowardly with the ball. I saw that at South Carolina last year, you know, just for my regular OU.
What does that mean? What do you mean cowardly?
Well, I'm about to explain it.
Oh,
so,
okay. Sorry.
When he was down, he would not throw the ball deep ever, even when they were losing, because he used to throw too many picks, and that got coached out of him by Shane Beamer at South Carolina. They said, just don't turn the ball over, young man. So he was cowardly with the ball. He wouldn't take those deep shots. So like you said, I think Shaheed is probably the guy that misses the most, but I think Olave is going to be fine. Kamara for the dump off, Juwan Johnson while Taysom Hill's out. I think all of those guys are going to be fine. I think Shaheed is the guy that takes the hit, and it doesn't mean they won't take a big swing. I'm sure they'll design something, and they use a lot of play action to get Shaheed open there. So I think he's going to be fine. I have him at 22 this week.
Love it. I have him higher. So I have... All right. Yeah, I'm going in. I'm sorry. You said Shaheed at 20 or Olave?
No. I have Rattler at 22.
Quarterback. Where do you have Olave?
Olave, I think I might have him.
I'm looking at
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rattler.
I have Rattler at 23, by the way.
I have Olave at 18.
Ooh,
I did not lower him.
Hold on. I have Olave at 16.
All right. You win.
I win. It's a chicken. It's a game of chicken we played on there. I'm waiting for his prop to release, and I'm going to bet it. I'm going to get all up in that. Some injury practice notes. Malik Nabers did a lot. The quote was, did way less in practice Thursday than Wednesday. But
weird.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
But I didn't think he did anything. They said he was still in the same protocol.
He practiced Wednesday,
of...
I thought he was limited Wednesday, and then he practiced Thursday, but they said he did way less, but still limited.
So the word was, only reason, because we just did the pro over in Fantasy Pros, Dable said that Malik Nabers was in the same stage of concussion protocol as of Wednesday. And then I don't think there was a recent update on that. So maybe yours is the newest, but he was like a 18% to play on the Fantasy Pros. Are they going to play algorithm that they've got going on? It was like an 18% chance to play. So I don't know, but I'm kind of looking around. The same spot thing is what got me, because I think he said it on Thursday that Wednesday he did not practice and he's still in concussion protocol. So they said, tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at RotoWorld. This Malik Nabers concussion. This was Dan Duggan from The Athletic reporting it. That's the note. So, I mean, if Malik Nabers is down, we're just boosting Darius Slayton up. That's exactly what we saw last week. Was Darius Slayton play well? But I mean, let's say Malik plays. I think I had him at 3. I mean, he's been outstanding. This is a good matchup against a crappy Cincinnati secondary. So if he does play, he's a top 5 option for sure, right?
So, yeah. So here's some updates. He has not practiced. But what you're referring to, because I found the thing. Where did my Twitter? I have so many tabs open. Yesterday, he just rode a bike. That's what he did. So they said he did, when they said he did much less today, it was because all he did was ride an exercise bike on the side field. And the day before, he had been doing some running and maybe a few football related drills, but not real practice. But then, like, this is the weird conspiracy. Like, he was at like a Travis Scott concert, you know, like last night. So people are looking at that. I think it's a possibility. The internet doctors do not think he will be cleared on. And we have seen concussions go into multiple weeks. That they do not believe he'll be cleared and he's not getting a bunch of practice in. So we're going
to. He
kind
was
of
for real
circle.
At a Travis Scott concert.
Yeah, there's a picture of him.
And
it
he's
was
fine.
Last night he was at a Travis. There's pictures of him at the MetLife Stadium at Travis Scott's concert. So,
I mean, when you have a concussion, I feel like most of the time it's, you know, like you can't handle loud noises and light and stuff. And that is exactly what a concert is. So what are we talking about? Like,
yeah,
Maybe it's just the baseline stuff he's not passing right now, so they won't let him do anything. If you go to a concert, you know, it's kind of like if you go to a concert, I think you're good enough to show up to work the next day. So just show up for work.
Just hey, Romeo Dobbs, just show up for work. Just try to show up for work. Some DMPs on Thursday. Well, actually, let's do the DMPs on Wednesday. You had Rashid Shaheed, Kamara, Gus Edwards, Zamir White, Jacoby Myers, Brian Robinson, Gesicki, Moss, Sermon, Josh Downs. I don't know if
hard
any
to suss
of
through all of those because Wednesday's a veteran rest day. So.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think any of those are like okay,
not a
that says
blow.
Everything.
Yeah.
I didn't
maybe
see
Zamir any, White. Maybe.
And I'm not interested in him. I didn't see any crossover of those guys into Thursday, but there were DMPs on Thursday of James Cook, Ramondre, and Njoku. That's not great, but it's still not devastating. But I'm just not sure if any of these other dudes are going to not play. And just pay attention to Malik Nabers. Like, if Malik Nabers plays, I don't think there's any snap count thing. I'm playing him. We're good to go. If he doesn't, Darius Slayton becomes a fantasy option this week. And Wandale, full PPR, you know, 13 catches for 12 yards is exactly what you're wanting.
Yeah, Malik Nabers couldn't play, but he was seen at the Eras Tour on Sunday during the game. So whatever.
You think that would be like a thing if he was like out at a concert, but then he doesn't like practice? Like, would people be critical of that?
Yeah, it's New York. Of course they'll be critical. Yeah, absolutely. Show up and do your job. That's what people want. So
you see a video, by the way, of Was it LaFleur in Green Bay in practice, dabbing up the wide receivers, and Romeo Doubs is just giving him a look and doesn't like he, they don't interact, and Romeo Doubs looks pissed and stuff like that. It's like, dude, give me a break, man.
Yeah. I mean, Romeo Doubs, no
Brandon Ayuk school of
what attitude. Have you done? You know what I mean? Well, even Brandon Ayuk had a couple good years before he was a big crybaby. So what are we talking? Romeo Doubs, you've done nothing in the NFL yet in terms of being able to be a crybaby and pout about stuff. So what are you talking about? What are you doing? Makes no sense.
Well, I agree. But I think part of his point is like, that is the problem. Like, he wants to be used better and he's not being, but.
Well, of course it is, but.
Don't cry about it. That's for a trade. Just go out there, do your work. Say, be like, hey, I kind of want to get out of here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Guest time on In This League. You guys know what that means. We get a guest to talk about ranks with us here, and it is one of my favorite people in the industry, Pat Fitzmaurice. I do a dynasty show with him on Fantasy Pros. You can follow him on the Twitter at Fitz_FF. One of the premier guys in the business. One of my favorites. Fitzy, we were talking a lot of sports before we came on here. It's been a fun year. How's the NFL season treating you? Your Packers look pretty good.
Thanks, buddy. Great to catch up with you, Boggs. You know, I miss seeing you every week because we, don't go every week during the regular season in the NFL. We do go every week in the off season. So, yeah, it's great to catch up with you. Seasons treat me pretty well. The Packers survived the Jordan Love loss. That Vikings loss was kind of a kick in the teeth, but we're over it. And, so far, so good in fantasy. I'm actually having all my dynasty leagues are doing terribly this year. Like, even the ones where I thought I was going to be a contender, I'm like getting off to bad starts, but redraft has been really good.
Like, yeah.
Extraordinarily good so far. Knock wood. I've not been bitten by injuries that hard yet. So, here's hoping, man. Here's hoping.
I mean, pound on that wood. You know what I mean? Like, everyone, it seems there's a gift. No one knows this movie. I always talk about this. Have you ever seen the movie U-571?
No.
Okay, so it's a Matthew McConaughey submarine World War II movie about how they were using the Navajo language to relay, and the Germans had no idea how to translate it. So they had a key, and the Germans were trying to get the key from the submarine. It's a decent movie. It's a little goofy, whatever. But there's this clip in it where they're like being silent in the submarine, trying not to make noise so no one knows they're there. And they're dropping these depth charges on them, and they're just like looking up, waiting to be exploded. And I feel like that's what everyone's season is like right now. You're waiting for your first round pick to go down. I mean, maybe not even your first round pick, because that's probably not the best player on your team, according to how things have worked out through the first 6 weeks here, 5 weeks here. So, but it has been, my teams are doing pretty solid, I have to admit. You know why, Fitz? Because I have Brock Bowers everywhere.
Yes, I have a lot of Brock Bowers myself, Boggs. And it's the nice thing was we waited until probably, 8, 9 tight ends were off the board before drafting Brock Bowers. And a lot of those 8 or 9 tight ends have not panned out.
That's right. Listen to the Dynasty Pod. You guys can get information even for this year on the Dynasty Pod as well. So check us out, of course. But let's get into this. Let's talk about some quarterbacks. I think the ECR is pretty chalky for this week. You and I have a couple of differences here. You are higher on Kyler Murray. He's at 6. You have Dak at 8, and his ECR is 6. Kyler 7. I mean, not a big difference here. Anything on Kyler or Dak for you?
So with Dak, it's mainly that, the Cowboys last week's game, notwithstanding, Boggs, where Rico Dowdle was surprisingly successful against your Steelers. Mm-hmm. I feel like, the Dallas running game isn't great. And, we're going to see Dak most weeks probably forced to throw a lot. And Detroit's kind of a run funnel defense, or a pass funnel defense. Anyway, really tough against the run, but they can be had in the back end. And so I think it sets up pretty well for Dak this week. And, you know, I was above consensus last week too, and threw a couple picks, but still put up some pretty good yardage numbers and had some touchdowns. So, like, generally, I think I like Dak more than most people do. So, and then Kyler, you know, I was kind of a little bit above consensus on him last week too. I just think, he had a tough stretch, a couple of weeks where he wasn't playing really well, but like he always has that running ability. And, you know, now that McBride is back in the lineup, I think there's passing upside too. Packers defense, okay. But, you know, they can be had a little bit through the air too, especially if Jair isn't fully healthy.
I have Brock Purdy as my QB12. His ECR is 10. You have him a spot ahead at 9. Am I too low on him? They're playing, you know, probably tonight as you guys are listening to this, tomorrow night as we're recording it. I don't know. I think Seattle's pretty good. San Francisco is favored on the road. It's a weird Thursday game. Maybe they have to go point for point because Geno does throw the ball a lot. But Seattle's defense has been pretty good. San Francisco's defense has been pretty good. I'm still on the over in this game because so many defensive players are banged up. Is that why you have Purdy a little bit higher? A lot of Reek Woolen, Byron Murphy, Boye Mafe, all questionable. So at least not playing at 100% in this game.
Yeah, key pass rusher with Mafe, key coverage guy in Woolen. And I was talking to our buddy Billy Muzio about this, and he is a big 49ers fan, and he is pretty familiar with the Seahawks too. His take on it is that, you know, Purdy has been pretty terrific against teams that play a lot of zone. Seattle plays a lot of zone. So he thinks like this is going to be a good Brock Purdy game. And I always kind of like Purdy whenever he's got the full complement of weapons at his disposal. You know, and he does. He's got Debo, he's got Ayuk. Juwan Jennings has turned out to be a heck of a number three receiver. And of course, George Kittle. And man, like we are just continuing to see that great efficiency from Purdy, led the NFL in yards per attempt last year, leading it again this year at 8.8.
So looking at the ranks here, the current ECR, Lamar, Daniels, Hurts, Burrow, Love, and Dak are your top six. Murray, Allen, Fields, Purdy, Stroud, Caleb are 7 through 12. Anyone too high on that list, or does that sound about correct?
It sounds about correct to me. Nothing. Okay. Nothing egregiously off there, I don't think.
So let's talk about the Colts situation here, because Steichen said if Anthony Richardson is healthy, he's our number one. And he was limited in practice today. It seems like he might play. If he does play, I'm assuming he's going to play. I think your rankings right now, you're assuming he's not going to play. So it's funny because we both have the Colts quarterback at the same spot on our rankings at number 18. If it is Richardson, where does Richardson go on your list? Knowing he hasn't been good, knowing he's probably not 100% going in, where would you rank Richardson?
I would slot him in at number 13 in between Caleb Williams and Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
And I almost consider that a conservative ranking, Boggs, because wow. I am fundamentally not
panicking.
I'm not. And like I felt like he was starting to have he had a good start against the Steelers before he got hurt. And I felt like maybe despite the tough matchup, the breakout game was coming. Like he still has that rushing upside we saw. And I know it was a small sample size last year, but in the two games that he started and finished last year, he was QB2 on the week and QB4 on the week. And like that rushing upside is there. And even though he has been a very erratic passer and has thrown some unsightly interceptions and, has the awful completion percentage going into that Pittsburgh game, he was still averaging 8.0 yards per attempt. And I think he ranked sixth in that category. So yeah, he's not going to complete a high percentage of his throws, and there might be some turnovers, but man, the dude can still make some big plays in the passing game, and we know he can run. So I still think there's a lot of upside there, and I know there are people like asking me in Discord about dropping him, and man, I would never drop Anthony Richardson.
I wouldn't say never. I would say I don't want to now. I think that's more than fair. But in a redraft, you know, we're 2 weeks away from half your season being over, and this guy hasn't done much. So,
yeah, I mean, maybe if he's my number two and it's a 10-teamer and I've got Joe Burrow or something, fine.
Right, but, right. Like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Yeah.
But one QB league, you know, well, what about a one QB league? If it's another bad week from Richardson, are you going to say, all right, I've seen enough. If you want to drop him, fine. I like, even if it's not your personal decision, would you be okay with people dropping him? Because that's you and I have to find the line of like, well, there's things that I would do, but if I'm handing out advice, I can't recommend you be as crazy as I am. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, some of the people asking me if they should drop him are like, well, I've been rolling with Geno Smith, like thinking Geno Smith is better rest of season than Anthony Richardson. And I'm thinking like, no, I mean, Anthony Richardson can be an exclamation point for you at the quarterback.
You know, especially in the league in passing yards right now, though, Fitz, come on.
And I kind of like Geno and the Ryan Grubb offense. I mean, so far, so good. He hasn't thrown more than one touchdown pass in any game, but like the yardage totals have been okay. But man, like Richardson, I still believe could be a difference maker for you at quarterback.
It's the legs, man, you know, and that's because he has the tools to make all the throws. The decision making has to get better. I think that's it, you know. So athletically, they have to do it. By the way, Mets are going to the NLCS as we're recording this here. Let's talk about the young guys taking over here. Drake May, you have at 22 against who are they playing this week? The Houston. And then I have Spencer Rattler at 22. So tell us what it is about Drake May that puts him as a startable QB2 in Superflex leagues.
Purely rushing ability, Boggs. I expect that the passing numbers are not going to be pretty this week for Drake May in his first NFL start. And with that bad group of wide receivers he has, I mean, like, no pass catching, shaky offensive line. But the one thing Drake May has going for him is that this dude can really run, and he was an aggressive runner in college at North Carolina, as you well know. Yeah. So, and that's kind of the thing, like young quarterbacks, they're going to be confused by a lot of what they see. And when in doubt, I think Drake May is just going to take off. So, whatever the over under is set on at DraftKings this week for his rushing yardage, I'm going to be smashing the over on that.
Yeah. I think that's a good call for sure. I like Spencer Rattler, by the way, playing Tampa Bay. I know Tampa Bay getting a little bit of extra rest coming off that Thursday game, but how many yards did they give up passing to Atlanta last week? How many
was that? 500 plus. Yeah.
Yep. I think so. Welsh and I were going over, I think there were 27 500 yard passing games in the NFL. And that was either 27 or 28. I can't remember which one, but Kirkle looked good. And look, they still have weapons. I mean, Olave's a good weapon. Juwan Johnson can catch the ball. Rashid Shaheed gets open deep. Maybe you take a little steam off of Shaheed, because I don't know if Spencer Rattler has that arm strength. In his last season at South Carolina, he was a coward with the ball. I'll say that. Like, and it's not, he threw too many interceptions earlier in his career, which is what got him benched. Also, he was benched for Caleb Williams, so no shame in that, by the way. But he transferred to South Carolina, way more cowardly with the ball, wouldn't throw deep, even when they were losing. So hopefully a little bit of that has come off of him, because he went almost too conservative after being too wild before. But I think there's some good pass catchers here in New Orleans still. So, and that's a good matchup. So I think he could have a pretty good debut. So we'll see what happens there. Where 27 for Rattler, no wiggle room there.
I might move him up. You're talking me into it, Boggs. Okay. I was so terrified by what I saw from Jake Haener late in that game.
It was
and
bad.
You would hope Spencer Rattler would be better than that. But as someone who has Chris Olave in a lot of leagues, man, I saw that and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can start Olave anywhere next week. This looks pretty awful.
We're going to talk about Olave. I definitely highlighted him for sure.
I'm a little more encouraged with Rattler, but we'll see.
Show it to me. I understand that. I completely understand that. So let's go to running backs here. And I mean, okay, Fitz, let's pump the brakes. Chase Brown at 10 right now. Chase Brown, you are the highest ranker of Chase Brown right now. I love it. Zach Moss looks like if he does play, he will be fairly limited. So you don't think he's going to play though?
No, I don't think there's any chance. I mean, like all the Twitter injury docs who I trust seem to think it's a high ankle. So I highly doubt it. He didn't practice today as we record this on Wednesday. Really doubt we see him. So of course I'll move Chase Brown down if Zach Moss is going to play. But right now I'm operating under the assumption that he's not playing and the Bengals probably aren't going to use a lot of Travion Williams. So Boggs, I mean, like, this offense is in freaking high gear right now. The Bengals have scored at least 33 points in three straight games. I think over their last four games, they're averaging like 417 yards of offense per game. I mean, this is a high-powered machine right now. And like the Bengals or the Giants run defense, not bad. Like any defense that has Dexter Lawrence sitting, anchoring the middle of the defensive line.
That's the best defensive tackle in the league, especially if maybe Derek Brown could have got in there, but Debro's out for the year. So, Dexter's the best DT in the league.
Yep. And any defensive line with him and there's not going to be a pushover against the run, but it's no worse than a neutral matchup. And I do think, you know, with the Bengals as road favorites against the Giants, they will have a run friendly game script. And as you know, Boggs, I mean, we've talked about this before. Chase Brown carried a massive workload at Illinois in his final season. They ran him into the ground. So if they want to just give him a workhorse role this week, that's fine by me, man. I think Chase Brown could put up big numbers this week. Love him. Think he's a must start if Moss is out.
I have one beef with Chase Brown being over one of these guys, and it's Ken Walker, who I have at 6. That is the game tonight. As you're listening to this, the Thursday night game. And also, you know, I do the BP Thursday night show with Joe, and we were going over props for this game. And I was over Ken Walker's prop jumped from 56.5 last night at, like, you know how I am, Fitz. I do this stuff late, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., somewhere in that neighborhood. And then Joe and I come to record in the afternoon, and it is at 63.5. So, about 12 hours later, it's up 5 or 6 yards there. So I just think Kenneth Walker is number one. He's the number one run grade running back in the NFL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams. Yes. Pops down the drain. Let's play some
in this league.
Number two elusive rating behind Tank Bigsby. He's seventh in missed tackles forced with two games missed this year. He's seventh. He's one of the best backs in the league. Yes, he gets banged up on occasion. He's a smaller running back. I understand, you know, all of that. But Deepak, his information showed that it would likely be that he would be have fewer touches than a workload would be down a little bit the first 2 weeks coming off this injury. The 2 weeks are gone. This is short rest, but we saw a different run D from the Niners with Javon Hargrave out. So last week they gave up almost 170 rushing yards to the Cardinals. I think Ken Walker smashes that prop And that's why I have him as a high-end RB1 this week.
Yeah, I will be moving him up one spot anyway, because I'm going to have to drop James Cook in my rankings a little bit now that he's dinged up. But yeah, I will have to consider that, Bugs. Part of it is me probably giving too much respect to the 49ers defense. And you're right, if Hargreave is going to be out again, like that is not as daunting a matchup as it might be otherwise.
I have Rico Dottle at 18. His ECR is 21, so still an RB2. You have him as an RB2 as well. Are we reaching, especially me here, are we reaching after this performance against Pittsburgh? Or, hey, look, high snap count. You scored the touchdown on a reception, a deep reception as well. So it looks like he's used in both sides here. And he had, you know, Zeke is going by the wayside, as he should. He's too old. So what are your thoughts on Rico?
I do think he's basically a must start every week just because of the volume. And his role as the lead running back in Dallas didn't seem to mean that much as far as touches the first few weeks of the season. He was still like capping out at about 12 or 13 touches a game. But it's going to mean more like in games where Dallas is like they were in some really souped up pass heavy game scripts early in the season. And that's not always going to be the case. Maybe they are this week against Detroit. And I'm a little hesitant just because Detroit's run defense is so good, but Rico does have multiple pass to values. You pointed out, Boggs, like he catches passes too. And I mean, he's totally left Zeke Elliott in the dust in this backfield. Like this is Rico's backfield. So right now I've got him at RB22. I might move him up a couple of spots because yeah, low end RB2 is like the absolute basement for where he should be ranked.
Yeah. They're talking about him on the broadcast too. They're like, not a lot of fourth, fifth year undrafted free agents that have just stuck around on the roster become starters at this point. And so, like, I think the skepticism on Rico going into the season, because even, you know, I think in the Dynasty pod, we were even like, yeah, I mean, he has a chance to break out, but I, you know, it wouldn't have been shocking if they had gone and signed Kareem Hunt, who looks good in Kansas City now, you know what I mean? Which is still insane to me, knowing that, you know, 32 teams had 2 weeks to pick him up. Nobody did. And all of a sudden he's a starter in Kansas City. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but you know, nature of the beast, I guess. I have Rashad White at 22 fits. 26 is his ECR. Where do you have, are you lower on him, higher on him?
I'm a little lower on him than that.
Does he not deserve to be an RB2 anymore?
I mean, so he did play 11 more snaps than Bucky Irving last week. And, you know, we got to see how Bucky is doing. Like, I know he got kind of twisted up late in that game, I believe, like late in the fourth quarter against the Falcons. So we do have to make sure that he is going to be playing this week. Obviously, we're moving up Rashad White if Bucky's out. But yeah, I mean, Bucky has just been the better runner than Rashad White. You know, that long 50 plus yard run, notwithstanding, for White, you know, like he had a 50 yard run last week, Boggs, and he's still averaging 3.7 yards per carry for the season. Like even a 50 yard run barely moves the needle on his YPA or YPC. So yeah, I mean, like he's going to have a role cause he's still a really good pass catcher. But I just like, I think he has kind of fallen out of RB2 range for me.
And that's fair. I have him here, but I have Bucky one spot behind him. You know, they keep getting so close in the snap percentage. You know, it started at 70-30 and it worked its way to 58-42. That was the week where, you know, the groin injury and the illness, all that for Rashad White. And then last week it was kind of back to 64-43. So, you know, it's a little bit closer. They got him on the field together a couple times as well. I mean, it's just Tank is, you know, what is that gif where you're looking at the object in the mirror and it's like far and then it's close and then it's right on top of you. That's Bucky to Rashad White in this job. They just keep giving.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.